All right, Yurti. I bet you are. It's getting later and later. See, I slept really well last night. I've been really tired. Work has been killing me. I've been working out, all that shit. And last night I came in the house. I cooked dinner and shit. I was like, I'm gonna get on video game. I'm gonna watch some TV. Passed the fuck out. 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. Just dead. Just like
this week has been so crazy for me that like I came home Friday earlier from work and I was like, fuck this. Cleaned up a little bit. Opened a bottle of Prosecco. Two first glasses, I just downed it. I just poured it down my throat. And then the third glass, I was like, all right, now we can talk. Because I was like, I just need to hit the level where I don't give a fuck because the week has been so difficult. Anyway, what's up, Jerry?
What up, Yurti?
What's up, our listeners?
What's up,
how
listeners?
How y'all doing? Yurti
was just catching up on our stressful ass weeks of life. Hopefully life starts to get a little bit better. Cause I say life getting better. My life's not bad. I'm saying like, you know, things start to open up a little more.
You mean COVID-wise?
Stress starts to be relieved a little more COVID-wise. Yeah. And then, cause like my biggest issue is, I like to work hard and play hard, right? It's like, I feel like, why am I working hard if I can't also then play hard, right? So it's really, 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 really difficult for me right now. But hopefully, we can pop off soon. We can pop off.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Yurti.
What's up?
Today.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk about something. And it kind of sparked my interest, actually, because of COVID. One of the things that I wanted to talk about was friendship, friends.
Ooh, good one.
What are friends? Who are friends? How are friends? And
go on.
Gaining and losing friends.
Good one. Sensitive topic for me.
One thing I learned.
Just saying.
One thing I learned as Yurti pours her drink. By the way, Yurti's drinking, but it's non-alcoholic, which is fine. It's just, it's alcohol, but it's not. You know, like it's a beer. Oh my God, this girl crazy. So
why? Juicy.
So here's the thing with friends though that I wanted to mention. So during COVID I've learned or felt
that your friends ain't shit.
Not that my friends ain't shit, but like, what do I consider a friend? Like, who do I consider an actual friend, and who is just an associate, who is just a
just there
to hang out with and party. What I learned the most is that I usually am the one initiating everything with most people that I deal with, right? Like, I'm the one saying, hey, let's go do this and let's go that. And now they might do it. They might be open to do it. They're not necessarily reciprocating and reaching out to me and hitting me up or trying to hang out. Like, I learned that through COVID the most because I felt alone all the time during the pandemic, right? Like, now, some of my friends in Detroit, they would hit me up. I played video games with them every single day. That was cool, right? But those guys are really close friends to me, right? They're like almost like family. But, you know, specifically in Boston, there's really not many people like that that I fuck with. But I thought I did. I thought I had more friends. You know what I'm saying? I thought that's what it was, but it wasn't. It was like we were good associates due to convenience. Like the convenience.
Can I just say
something? Attention.
Finish on it.
Yeah, sure.
Can I just say something really like asshole-ish? I told you so. I told you so.
About what part?
About friends living, moving abroad, and having and making friends.
Oh, for sure you did.
You did tell me.
You did tell me. You did. You told me that exact fucking thing. But I had to experience it, right? Like, you told me that. You said
before
it.
Before you moved to Boston, I was like, it's going to be
Boston,
difficult, man. It's going to be
it
shit.
It is. So, like, when I first got here, it was really hard because I had nothing, right?
Yeah.
Nobody. But then I'm really good with.
Because it was new.
Yeah, exciting, but it didn't matter that I didn't have friends yet.
Exactly. You knew that you have to go through this having nothing, period, with the hope that you're going to build something. And then you realize that after a while, no matter how hard you try to build that something, it ain't happening.
it ain't happening. It doesn't matter. Like they, because the other people don't, they don't value it. They don't value it the same way I might try to value it. Right. I'm trying to find. Now I have made some friends. I'm not going to call their names out, because the main reason I ain't going to call their names out is because I don't want to leave anyone out.
Okay.
I don't want to like say, well, these four people are my friends here.
Yeah.
And like these other ones aren't. Look, y'all can decide if y'all friends or not based on what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you listen to this, you can decide based on what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is if there's not some reciprocation of energy and like desire to hang out, desire to talk to me, call me, see how I'm doing, anything like that, and I'm doing that, then we ain't friends. We associates. Mm. We're associates by convenience. So that's the
funny
first
you
part
say that, because friends. I'm usually the one to reach out to you.
And we remember we said this on one of our podcasts. It was like, would you want to be friends with your ex?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are we even friends though? Mm. And you're like, and I'm like, oh shit. And I've thought about that too. You do reach out to me more, and you do call me more or text me more, or like
to just catch
share
up
things
yeah.
with me, just to catch up, share things with me. And I think, to be honest, sometimes I feel, I won't say uncomfortable talking to you. I don't feel uncomfortable talking to you ever, but maybe I feel weird or comfortable sharing certain things with you randomly, like things that I would like, I think, well, why would I want to try to share this with your team? Right. I started to like share like little Instagram clips with you and like little funny shit and stuff like that, just to make it a little bit more easy to then have a regular type of cadence of talking to you. But yes, usually it is you reaching out to me. So do you feel, I mean, I guess to your point, do you feel sometimes that I'm not being your friend and you're being my friend?
No, because here's the thing. So I've had this issue of me reaching out to other people also. Like I would be the one and people don't come through, you know, they don't invite me. And like, if I don't put in the effort, there's no result. So I kind of get used to that. And I was like, okay, fine. I'm just going to be that one person that thinks faster of everybody and you know, plans shit and organizes shit. So that, you know, and so with you, I'm just kind of used to it, you know. I'm just kind of, all right, this is me. I like you. Here's how I think. You are a friend to me, right? You're more than a friend to me. You're like a very close friend to me, a person who knows me ins and outs. Now through a podcast, you know me even more. So you're a very close person in my life that knows a lot about me. So I don't care if you feel the same way about me, because you're my friend. So I'm gonna call you, bitch, because you're my friend. I want to talk to you. I want to, you know, hear your stuff and share my stuff or whatever. And that's it. I kind of don't give a fuck how you feel about me, whether I'm your friend or not. You know what I mean?
Got it. And I have friends.
I mean,
like
I care, but like,
you do
but
care.
But it's
that,
been so long that I'm the one reaching out all the time and like showing effort, and like the connection is reciprocated. It's only like responded when I'm reaching out. It's never like initiated from another side. So I'm just kind of used to that, and I'm like, whatever. If you don't want to fucking talk to me, don't answer.
And for me, I feel like that's okay in an established relationship and friendship.
Yeah.
Where you know that that's just the fucking way it is. And I have those too.
Yeah.
Like they're friends of mine, especially from like really long ago. Mm-hmm. They just don't call me.
Yeah.
But like that's just them. They've always been like that for 20 years or something like that, right? And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because I know we are ride or die friends. They'll do anything for me. But like with these new friends that I'm talking about, these friends that I'm just, you know, like for you to be 3 miles away from me or 5 miles away from me, and that you have the opportunity to see me, talk to me, hang out with me, even though COVID people are hella conservative here in Boston and think it's going to kill you still for some ridiculous reason. These young, healthy people, they have this sense of, oh, I can't even talk to you. Like, I can't even pick up a phone and say hello, right? And that part to me is like not friendship. It's an acquaintance.
Yeah.
It's an associate.
Yeah.
It's just a person that will conveniently hang out with me because I'm fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I party. I am the life of the party. I like bring laughter and joy. And it's a little bit sad to me because I thought I had more friends here.
Yeah.
And I was sadly mistaken, but it's also a blessing to know and understand
the difference. Yeah. Same.
How often have you had those situations with new friends, first of all? Because we'll start with new
friends. So, you know, while living in the States, I met a ton of people. And the friends that I call friends now that are, you know, I like and they like me and they reach out, whatever, they're two girls. Because I'm, you know, I'm not in the States anymore. We don't talk that much, but we're still like friends and they will forever be my friends. So if I was in the States, we would definitely hang out and hang out a lot and often, and, you know, I'd be invited or whatever. So they are friends. From 7 years.
Seven whole
two
years.
Two people.
Yeah.
You know, two people.
I can see it. I can see that now. I wouldn't say I judged you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I judged you, but I did always question how you didn't have more friends when I was meeting you or talking to you in Detroit. And I'm like, what? Why do people not like your team?
Yeah.
Why do they not like to hang out with her? Why did she not have any friends?
But it's not and that.
It's not that. And I realized it shit. Coming here. Yeah. I've been here 4 years and I'm hella extroverted. You're not even extroverted, right? But you go out, you have fun and shit. But I'm like ridiculously extroverted. Yeah. And I have a few friends. A few. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that shit is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's like if you didn't grow up with the people, and I thought
if you didn't grow up, you know, with the you don't.
Yeah, if you didn't grow up with them, they don't have that same sense of thing. Yeah. And I Boston's kind of like that anyway. Boston's very clicky. Mm. It's like very like my area. I grew up here. Just us, fuck everybody on
patriotic,
the outside, right?
Yeah,
very, very difficult to bust through. Mm-hmm. And I hear if you do bust through, if you can get in, you're in. Mm-hmm. You're in forever. Mm-hmm. But apparently I haven't been able to get in.
Yeah, Jerry, like people, when I was in America, there were people telling me like, I'm an immigrant. What the fuck do you know? You don't even speak English. They just didn't like the fact that I was from another country. It was forever the difference. But then there were people that really appreciated that. And they were like, you work so hard. You're from another country and you're doing all these things. Like, you know, so yeah, I have a couple of friends that are really, really close friends. I do have people that if I went to the States, we would definitely hang out and have a good time or whatever. And if they came to Europe, you know, I would like meet them or whatever. Same in London. I was, but in London was a much better situation because 90% of London is from somewhere else. So you have this.
Yeah, they all immigrants. So
you
it's
have
easier.
One relatable thing without talking that you're not from London, you're from somewhere else. So you instantly click. And it was easy because I can go to a club or a bar or whatever and, you know, just bump into some girl, have a little chat. Next thing you know, we're friends. We're hanging out. You know what I mean? So in London was a much better situation. Like I made some friends that were there for like almost all the time that I was there. And then I had still some girls left and guys that I still, you know, talk to and stay in touch and I'm planning on seeing them and they're planning on seeing me when we can. So that was a much better situation. Now here's another trick. Now I'm back in Lithuania.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen my friends. Well, I've seen them every time I visited, but now I had this expectation that we will spend more time together, but we're not.
Yeah.
And I'm so heartbroken about it. And, you know, they would go places, they would go like parties or do things, and they just don't invite me. And I'm like, have you forgotten that I'm available? Maybe you got used to the fact that I'm not available, that I'm not in a country and you just don't.
I'm not here.
Yeah, that I'm not here. You know what I mean? It's just, it's weird. So like what I did, I started working out with them. I just like invited myself into their workout sessions. And I was like, this is the only way for me to be friends with you guys to work out. Because obviously they have other things, you know, some of them have kids and buying houses, whatever, relationships work, a lot of shit. I get it. But it's just like, I feel like I have to really push, and I don't want to push, because if I push, then people just admit to being friends because they feel cornered. And like, that's just not.
Yeah, that's what I mean by it, right? Like, I don't want that type of friendship. I don't want, you know, and that's honestly why I haven't been doing a lot over the past years, because at some point in time I realized this, and it's like, all right, there are some people I could hit up right now and they probably hang out with me, but I gotta hit them up and hang out. Like, they clearly don't care to call me or text me or think about me. Why the fuck would I? Why the fuck? And not only that, most of these people are in relationships and have a significant other, and they know I'm single and by myself, and then just decide, well, fuck
it. People are just selfish, you know. They just don't think. They are. About Nobody somebody. Thinks about. They don't consider. That's it.
Everyone thinks of themselves. Everyone thinks of themselves. I had this same question. You know, I had that same thing with my family. Yeah. My own family, right? Like, yo, y'all at the crib with y'all families, and y'all ain't think about your boy.
You ain't think about your.
You know, like I'm here by myself, like for a year. Yeah. They're like, oh, we just thought you was good. Like, but like. The friendship part is like this summer, this spring, this summer, I'll probably have one event, like at one little housewarming thing, right? Or something like that, for people to come out, check out the new spot, stun a little bit on these motherfuckers, let them know
who it is, what it is.
Just do a little stunt for them, you know, just let them know I'm living nicely. And after that, I'm not hitting nobody up. Like, I'm not about to be like, hitting people up to see if they want to hang out, if you want to come through, if you want
to
do whatever.
Come
like,
to Lithuania, motherfucker. I've been inviting you.
I know you have been. I'm not saying I won't. Like, I'm just saying, like, I'm talking about here in Boston. I'm not about to be hitting them.
You know, talking about this now makes me realize I have friends all over the world, like real friends that are close to my heart, literally all over the world. I'm like, yeah, they maybe not be here, but I'm so happy and so blessed that I do. Like, it's so cool. Like, I have a friend, shout out to you, babes. She's Australian. She lives in UK, and I fucking love her. And she's about to move back to Australia. And I'm like, I'm coming to fucking visit you, because I feel so cool having friends that live in Australia and America and other places. I'm like, it's just, and you know. So
it is cool to do that. I do have friends. I have friends around the world too, and it's dope to have the option of being able to go visit someone that you know, in another country, in another continent, and you know, like, it is pretty dope. So that's the first
bit. Experience things together.
This associates and finding new friends. This is a very the main thing. The reason this is unique, and it's mostly unique to people who move, because this doesn't happen often if you stay wherever you live.
Yeah.
Like if you're in the same area all the time and you never left anywhere.
Yeah.
You're not, from a grand scheme of things, you're not making new friends. You're not in a situation where you're isolated.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you might not experience this, but let's shift over into something that people typically might experience. They will actually experience.
Mm-hmm.
So what about losing friends?
Ooh.
Have you lost friends?
Too many.
Like losing friends that you, I'm talking about actual friends.
Yeah. So actual friends. No, but I thought they were my friends. So when I lost friends, I was like, oh my God, I lost a friend. But now I look back, they were never friends in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the connection there was people, like,
that used to happen. I felt like that happened to you way too often when we were dating.
Yeah.
People, like, way too often. I was like, what the fuck?
People were just backstabbers. They would just, like, turn their back on me all the time. All the time.
All the time.
In the situations that are, like, significant. I'm like, the fuck are you doing on my birthday? Like,
I see it happen to you, and I see it happen to another one of my friends. Completely. You guys are completely different as a guy, but, like, you guys are way different. And somehow people are attracted to you enough to hang out and do things initially, and then just completely flip the script on you
for no reason,
and are like,
for no reason, not that I did anything, not that like something happened, they would just ghost.
Could you tell us about the most recent one?
On my birthday.
the birthday
one. It's a little painful, but I'm still gonna talk about it. So I thought So the way we met, first of all, we met, I went on a Tinder date with this guy. We ended up spending 3 days together. That was our first date. And we went to a festival together during those 3 days. On the way to the festival, he was like, I got to pick my friend up. I'm like, all right, cool. So we picked this chick up and we instantly clicked. Like, she was hella cool. And then we exchanged phone numbers and we're like, oh, you know, let's hang out. And we never did. And I stopped talking to that friend, to that guy. But then I moved to her area, like in London, like I moved across the city or whatever. I moved to her area and I was like, all right, I'm going to just hit her up and, you know, see if we can go out or something. She was partying a lot. So that kind of, I was like, I'm not about that life anymore. So I just don't want to be going out and wasting my weekends away and partying that much. So I'm not going to hang out as much anyway, right? So we went out a few times or whatever, but I wasn't super close with her because of her lifestyle. Then we somehow started hanging out a little bit more. It was like Christmas, then something else, then dinner here, dinner there, and then COVID happened. And through COVID, we really clicked because she was 10 minutes away from me, 10-minute walk away from me. And, you know, everybody's daily routines change or whatever. So we started hanging out more. She had a restaurant, so her restaurant closed. So she had all this free time. So we'd go for coffee, grocery shop together, whatever. We're friends. I'm thinking, that's my boo, you know? That's my boo, best friend. And I really, really enjoyed our time together. So then my birthday was coming up. And I was talking to her. I was just back from Lithuania after summertime. I was talking to her. I was like, you know, it's fucking COVID. There's not really much to do. I said, I just want to go like window shopping, get some lunch, do a girly shit, brunch or whatever, if we can, or do brunch at your place. And then, you know, window shopping because stores are closed or whatever. But anyway, something like that. She's like, yeah, cool. And that was maybe like a month before my birthday. She's like, yeah, cool. When's your birthday? Kind of like, you know, playing it off. And then I was doing lashes and one of her friends.
Meaning you were a lash tech.
Lash technician, lash artist.
She was the lash tech.
Yeah, I was doing somebody's lashes, eyelash extensions. So I was doing eyelashes and my friend's friend that I met in summer wanted lash extensions, but then I moved away for the summer. And then when I came back, I hit her up. I was like, hey, come get your lashes done with me. So she came one time and I was like taking longer than I thought. So she had to go. Then the next week she came and basically happened like 3 weeks in a row. She came like once a week when you usually get your lashes done 2, 3, sometimes 4 weeks apart, right? Or every 4 weeks or whatever. She came to me every week. So as she's laying there, we're talking, we're getting, you know, to know each other. And I was like, oh, she's hella cool. And she started inviting me to go to Greece with both of them. Although my first friend never mentioned anything. She wasn't inviting me to go to Greece or anywhere. This girl, she's like, come with us, you know, like come with us. It's going to be a little girl's trip. And I said, I can't, you know, it's just not a time right now. I can't afford it to. Like, I was able to afford it. I was like, I just don't want to spend my money right now on that thing. So you guys go, just make sure you don't go on my birthday. And she goes, when is your birthday? To make sure that she's, you know. So I tell her and she goes, oh, we should do something for your birthday. I was like, yeah, let's do it, you know. And because, you know, my first friend, now we're all three of us friends. We can do something together. Yeah. So then, you know, as time is going by, I'm talking with my first friend and I'm saying, hey, I talked to the other girl and I think we should do something, all three of us together or whatever. I mean, like, it's my birthday, right? So I'm planning my shit. I don't care. Yeah. And we should do something together, whatever. Like, how about this idea? And she goes, yeah, yeah, cool. When is your birthday again? Like, she couldn't remember. This new girl, this new friend, she remembered everything that I told her within those 3 weeks of lash, you know, lash appointments.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we made a plan that we're going to go day drinking and we're going to go thrift store shopping. And the new friend, she was like, I know a perfect place. We just got to drive a little bit outside of London, but it's really cool, blah, 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 blah. I was like, cool. You and this girl have to decide who drives because I don't drive in London or whatever. So So that's, you know, everything's going, it seems to be going well. And then it was Halloween, because my birthday is November 2nd and Halloween is like 3 days before. So it was Halloween. My friend invited me to her party, and it was a last party before another lockdown in London or whatever. So I go to the party. We're all having a good time. And in the party, I'm saying, oh, you know, I can't wait for, or my birthday was supposed to be tomorrow or something, or two days. So the party was on Saturday. My birthday was Monday. So I was like, oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. The best we can do with COVID. Everything's closed, blah, 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 you know. And she goes, me too. It's going to be so much fun. I'll drive so you and her can drink. I was like, yeah, I don't care. Whatever you decide, you know. So Monday comes. The plan was that we all leave around 12 to go to whatever place and, you know, do our thing. I get a voice note at 7 in the morning from the new friend saying, happy birthday, let me know when you're ready, blah, blah, blah. I had all my notifications turned off to the point where I have to open the app to see if I have anything. Like, it doesn't even show the red bubble. Yeah. So I had everything turned off. But I turned my WhatsApp on and I saw a voice note. And then I saw my friend texting saying, can you send me the pictures from Saturday when you have a chance? And that was like 9 or something. And I'm like, she knows it's my birthday. Maybe she forgot. No big deal. Whatever. I was like, no big deal.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And I said to her, I was like, bitch, are you ready? She goes, what for? I'm like, it's my birthday. What do you mean? She goes, oh, you didn't see my text, have you? So she texted me on text messages at 7 in the morning saying, because I invited another girl to my birthday, she doesn't want to be friends with me anymore. She's not going. She's canceling on me on my birthday. So now here's why this is fucking evil. She sent me two text messages at 7 in the morning. And then at 9, she messaged me on WhatsApp, another app, asking me to send her pictures from Saturday night. She done it on purpose to get my reaction. So
yeah, of course.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So then she had a list of things that I did that I'm supposedly guilty for it, which I wasn't. It was all a dramatic story. It wasn't real. It was like she saw something that wasn't happening and she canceled, right? While I'm arguing with her, I was like, I'm coming over to talk to you. This is bullshit. Like, I love you. Whatever you're coming at me with, it's nonsense. It's just, it, like, if I did anything, it's, you know, it's not on purpose. Like, it was a mistake, whatever, you know. Let's talk it out. Let's go out. She's like, no, I have nothing to tell you. I don't want to talk to you. And I had her laptop, so I just dropped her laptop off for her. She didn't even open the door. Nothing. So meanwhile, I was being really upset, and I texted the new friend saying, I'm going over her house. I'm not in a good mood. I'll text you later. By the time I got around everything, it was like 2 p.m. And the new girl assumed that we just got drunk together and we kind of like forgot about her and we canceled the plans. So she made her plans. So I was home alone on my birthday on the first day of lockdown in London alone, because she canceled and another girl thought that because I went over, like the last message she got is like, I'm going over her place. And she thought we just got drunk, which is sounds like us, you know?
Yeah. Sounds like what would happen if you guys were friends. Yeah.
So I was just sitting there and I was thinking, why am I keep getting these lessons, for fuck's sakes? Like, what is going on? Why am I getting these lessons? And then, you know, I looked back and on our friendship, and there were moments where we had conversations and she didn't understand what I'm trying to do in life. And I just had a feeling that I was like, this is going to end. I just wonder when. Like, I knew in my head it's going to end. So when it ended on my birthday, I was really heartbroken. But then a couple of days later, I called the new girl. I was like, so what happened? She goes, you tell me. I told her the story. She's like, I'm so sorry. And she took me out for drinks and dinner. And we had a blast. I went over her place. And we ended up hanging out and becoming closer friends. And they knew each other for 22 years. 22 years. Wow. And she got jealous. My first friend, she got jealous that I invited her friend of 22 years to my birthday party, quotation. You know what I mean? I was like, this is whole fucked up. So fucked up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's another part of like when we talk about friendship and like these obligations that people put on each other and jealousy that we have. I mean, there's jealousy in friendship, mostly with girls. Yeah. Guys don't really go through that shit. We don't have this male fucking jealousy of friend, like, oh, it's my friend and your friend, and like, amen. Like, we don't have that shit. We don't give a fuck.
Right, we're cool. Like, oh, you my friend's friend. All right, we cool then too.
We cool, bro. Like, we ain't gotta be friends, but whatever, man. We good. We good. Yeah. Like, I feel bad for that. Like, and you never talked to her since.
I will never. That's it. The end of story.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
You don't do this. It's don't do this. You could have, a day before. You could have done it a day before. You could have done a day after. You could have talked to me. She didn't even want to open the door and talk to my face. I was like, that right there, you lost all respect for me. And the friendship will never, never, never repair itself. Never. Just because you refused to talk to me. I was like, that shows that I was never a friend for you in the first place. And you were just a fake bitch.
And that's loss of friends due to drama.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I used to see from your loss of friends was always some drama shit. Like, what the
fuck? That I wasn't even doing. Saying? Like, they would just create some like drama. Yeah, like
some weird ass. You even had a guy friend the gay dude that you were homies with.
Oh, yeah. It was some drama. I don't remember what the fuck happened there.
Some drama. I don't know what it was either. I can remember it just being some fucking drama. I'm like, why? He seemed so cool for you. Like, he seemed like he was down for you. He seemed like y'all was homies.
Yeah, we used to do laundry together. God damn. You know what I mean? Yeah. We were so cool. And
I just don't get it. I don't get it. And that's one type of, like, I've only had one loss of friends due to drama. Mm-hmm. And it actually is in college. Mm-hmm. It's actually part of my ex-girlfriend from college. Situation. Mm-hmm. I think I might have, I don't know if I mentioned it, but like, essentially he tried to fuck her.
Yeah. You told me.
Like a friend of mine.
You said that in the other episode.
That's what I'm saying. He tried to fuck her.
Yeah.
And we were no longer, not only did he tried to fuck her and tried to put me in a love triangle at the same time. Set it up so he can smash. Yeah. And I only know because my other friend, who was also friends with him, told me.
Yeah.
And then they stopped being friends. Like, me and him stopped being friends. And then him and him stopped being friends. And we were all homies.
Yeah.
And it became that now it's just me and the last two guys.
Yeah.
The last guy. Now, me and that guy also fell out.
Yeah.
These are my last of my high school friends. I have no high school friends.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that is okay. I think that's okay because there are parts of friendships that you just outgrow.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this one was. This last one was. We outgrew each other. We outgrew
it the was friendship. Time.
We outgrew. Yeah, it was like we both have different chapters in our lives. I think the first bit, like, remember I said, like, you, is I guess another episode, is you lie to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You lie to yourself sometimes, right? Like, I can say part of the situation was I it was all him. Like, I could say that it was all him or whatever. Like, but that's not exactly true.
Yeah.
Like, yes, he's the one that reacted to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bring up the situation. But what was really going on is he felt a certain way about a way I was acting or behaving.
Yeah.
And he no longer believed in it.
Yeah.
He no longer believed in it. And what it was we used to say this thing called stunner get stunted on.
Mm.
And if you don't know what stunting is like showing off, doing you like – boasting, whatever, right? Like, just stunt, do you, show off.
Yeah.
And I still feel that way to this day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I still feel that way. Like, stunt or get stunted on. Like, I don't do it to the same degree, right? It's not for the same purpose.
Yeah.
It's more for my own purpose than to show off and to show people shit, right? Like, but still, I still feel that way. I think he grew out of it. I think he matured a little bit more and felt like, oh, that's not really the way to do things.
And
I had it.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting it at that point. And he wasn't yet. Mm-hmm. He was older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So he started to get a little jealous too. Mm-hmm. I think this is what I think. Like, he started to get a little jealous. And my mom warned me of it too. you know, I'm buying everything. I'm taking everybody out. I'm taking motherfuckers to Vegas. I'm doing this. Like, I'm bringing all the cars around, all the shit. So, like, he's seeing it and, like, I should have that.
Yeah,
I should have been doing that. I'm older than him. I like, that kind of would happen. And then he would go and tell his girl about it. He was telling his girl, who I didn't like, and he used to tell me bad shit about her all the time. And, like, so he was double dipping back and forth, right? And I'm like, so, like, the incident that happened, actually, when we stopped being friends was I went to Vegas with another friend, different friend. We partying. And we got super fucking drunk, obviously, because it's Vegas. And on our way back to the hotel, I somehow stumbled into a watch store that's open 24 hours. And there was this Breitling watch. And it was like $12,000 or something like that. And they tried to convince me to buy it. Right. And I didn't. And I honestly didn't even remember what happened that night until like later. I woke up the next morning. And I see the booklet, the Breitling booklet. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, I almost bought a fucking watch last night. And my boy's like, man, you should have, bro, because it was like, buy one. If I buy that one, we can get any of the like cheaper ones for like 75% off. So he was going to buy the other one. He's like, yo, get it, because I can buy that Movado for $100, right? It's like, whatever. So we joking about it. And I was like, damn, bro, I would have had to sell my car if I would have bought that watch. And we joking. So when we got back to Detroit, we telling him the story. We just telling him the story. Apparently, he took that offensive. Like, I was bragging to him that I could buy this watch.
When I can see that.
I'm just telling
you. I can see that.
I'm just telling you, you know? And I'm like, I'm just telling you how funny it was that we would, that even happened. And then that we're saying, I'm going to sell my car instead of selling the fucking watch. Like I wanted the watch so bad. I'm like, fuck this Beamer.
I'm
going to buy this. Like, and he didn't like it. So he told his girl about it. And I guess that was the last straw for her. And and I was in Cali for work. And she started texting me. I don't even know this girl like that. I don't talk to her. We're not friends. She's texting me. I only got her number. She's like, hey, you know, he told me that you're in Cali, and I lived in Cali. What's up? Like, you know, I just miss it. Can you send me pictures? Blah, blah, blah. She's being all friendly and shit. I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. Yeah. So, I sent her a couple pictures and some shit. She's like, oh, that's just Santa Monica, la, 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 la. She's like, all right, cool. And then I'm like, I went and test drove this car, this Fisker. Yeah. It's like a $130,000, like, electric car. It was a shit box, but whatever. Like, people loved it. So it looked amazing, right? And I'm going to test drive. And I told him about it because we love cars. That's what we do, right? We used to do that together. We used to go and trick dealerships into believing we were going to buy these expensive cars. So they let us test drive them. You know, whatever. Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Porsches, whatever. So I went and did that, right? And I told him, like, yo, I'm about to drive this Fisker, blah, blah, blah. So she messages me again. Goes, oh, blah, blah, blah. Take a picture, you know, take a video of you driving on Rodeo Drive with it. And I'm like, first of all, I ain't going to Rodeo Drive. Second of all, like, I'm not about to be taking videos and pictures while I'm in this car driving. Like, it ain't my car. I don't want to crash. Yeah, she oh, don't act like you wouldn't. Don't act like you wouldn't risk your life for you to be able to show that you doing something.
Oh, damn. Right? She went there.
I was like, excuse me?
What the fuck is this?
I'm like, excuse me? So I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, don't act like you know you wouldn't do anything you could to show off and show that you got it. And I'm like, or act like you got it. Act like you got it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, I'm just saying you showing off at this car and you being in LA, like you the one that booked the trip, like you out there spending your own money and all. Nobody ever said that. She's like, well, you posting shit on your Facebook, like you traveling everywhere and you driving these cars like it's yours. I'm like, no one ever said, everyone knows I work for Chrysler at the time, right? Everyone knows that I'm traveling for business, even if I'm not, so fucking what? Why can everyone else post their life and things that they're doing? But for me, if I do it, I'm acting. I'm like, whoa.
I bet you all these people regret that they lost us as friends. 100%. Right,
maybe. I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, like, but apparently he was so fueled up by mm-hmm. it. He put it in her and she got so mad at it, she decided to fucking go at me on it, right?
That's so and stupid.
I'm like, bitch, he don't even like you. Like, they like all this, like, I wish, like, I wasn't like that, so I wasn't gonna go in on her mm-hmm. either. So I was just like, all right, listen, you can leave me alone.
You can chill.
We don't need to talk no more. We don't even talk in the first mm-hmm. place, so you can go do you. I'm gonna continue doing mm-hmm. me. Nice talking to you. Bye. Mm-hmm. I'll take it up with him. And she goes, yeah, okay, whatever, motherfucker. And I bet, she's like, you should have put that Breitling on layaway. That bitch was sweet.
Maybe that was him texting from her phone number.
Nah, it was definitely her. I could tell by the tone and everything. And then I hit him up. I hit him up like, hey, what the fuck is your girl doing calling me, texting me about this and that? And he's like, what you talking about? I'm like, bruh, all these things, bro. You telling her shit about our life and our conversation. If you have a problem with mm-hmm. me or what I'm doing or the way I'm sharing my money with you because mm-hmm. I'm buying us things, I'm going out. Like, I'm not showing off on him.
Yeah.
I'm bringing him in. I'm the one bringing him in. Like he did for me because he had nice sports cars and shit before I had it, before I was, going in. But, like, he shared with me. I'm sharing with him. We homeboys. Mm-hmm. And, he would, like, he acted like he ain't fucking know. He acted like he ain't know what the fuck happened at all. And I'm like, all right, bro, whatever. And I'm like, I'm busy, man. I got work
out.
To do, whatever.
I'm
and
out.
We didn't talk for 6 months.
Yeah.
And 6 months goes by and I get a text. What up, bro? What's good? That's what he said. What up, bro? What's
just
good?
Like that.
I was like, ain't no fucking what up, bro? What's good? Elephant in the room, bro. Mm-hmm. What the fuck happened?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, listen, bro, if you want to talk to me, it's gotta be in person.
Yeah.
We can talk it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, all right, you can come by or whatever. I went by and this is what he told me. He said this. He's like, listen, man, I feel like when we out doing stuff or whatever, you act as if you doing better than you actually doing to people. And it's a lie. And I'm like, what do you mean? I act like I'm doing better than, like, what do you mean? He's like, well, like, and he gave me an example. I'm like, give me an example. What are you talking about? He's like, well, I was having this argument with some dude about cars because this dude was trying to tell me he knew everything about cars. And I'm like, bro, I literally design cars.
Yeah.
Like, I literally, that's like my literal job.
To our listeners, one thing, Jerry is never doing things that he cannot do. That's it.
Correct.
That's it.
That's true. Yeah. That part, like, I'm doing what I'm doing.
Within your limits. You're doing it because you can. Not because you cannot and you're trying to show up. You're doing it because you can.
And then if you happen to see it and I'm doing it, then that's what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how he wanted me to hide it somehow because he wasn't doing it because he ain't had it.
Yeah.
So he goes like this. He goes, well, we were having this argument with this dude about cars. Mm-hmm. And the dude said, well, I have 3 cars or 2 cars or something like that. Blah, blah, blah. And you were like, well, so what? I got 4 cars. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm like, okay, what's your point? Because mm-hmm. I told him, I was like, I told the guy I have 4 cars. He's like, I'm like, what's your point? He's like, well, I'm like, how many cars did I have at the time? He's like, 4, but ain't no fucking buts. Ain't no buts. I have 4 cars. Like, I have 4 cars. He's like, yeah, but he thought they were all brand new Mercedes. And I was like, I didn't say that, bro.
Yeah.
He can think whatever the fuck he wants to think.
Yeah, and you can think
whatever
the fuck you want to.
Argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that point, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. I was just stating the point that just because you have multiple cars doesn't mean you now know more about cars than me. First of all, I do this. Second of all, I have more cars than you. So shut the fuck up. That was what I was doing. But he took it so deeply that he's like, yeah, but like, the way you just do things and blah, 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 you got this. And I'm like,
fucking
bro,
shade.
You wildin'. So then I'm like, I said, listen, bro, how about this? If there's ever a situation where you feel like I'm overstunting, if you ever feel like I'm over-exaggerating what I'm doing, call me out. In front of everybody, like, just straight up, like, as brutal as you possibly can, call me out, because I would love to see it. I would love for if that was happening and I'm doing that I correct it, right? Like, if it's subconscious and I'm sitting up here lying about what I got, hey, bro,
call me out.
Cool?
Call me out.
And he said, cool. He's like, all right, cool. And we went out and hung out one more time. Mm-hmm. And it was the most awkward, disingenuous hangout I've ever had in my entire life. And that was the last time I saw that.
Yeah.
That was it. It ended.
Some drama bullshit, man. I swear to God.
And that was my dog. That was my, like, dog. Number
it's
one.
It's funny because, like, you know, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking about all the friends that I lost. It seems to be like a theme. They all thought that we are fake in one way or another. Mm-hmm. So means that they are fake and they judged us and saw the situation based on how they are.
They felt or they
how they are felt. And, you know, that's it.
It was just weird to me. It was so weird. It was such an odd. That was an odd thing to me, was that relationship and the way that ended was fucked up. Like, I'm okay with if a relationship ends because we literally just don't live the same type of life anymore. Yeah. Like, if
one fizzles dude wants to out start going, kind of start thing. Selling drugs, yeah,
or if
yeah.
he wants to start selling drugs and I want to go and get in the head funds, yeah. we can't start hanging out. We can't hang out yeah. no more. We can't be friends yeah. no more. But, like,
don't hate on me because, like, jealousy? Like, if you don't have the discipline, if you're not putting in the work and you're not getting the result that your friend is getting because he's putting in the work and he's doing all the things and, you know, just don't, man. Just look at yourself and maybe copy your friend so you can get the same result.
It was sad. It was weird. It was the biggest friendship loss that I ever had.
Yeah.
Because we talked, we had such, everything we had was such in common, yeah. we so in common yeah. with everything. We shared so much together
yeah.
and then it was like, ended like in a moment yeah. like that from what I assumed was jealousy. Mm-hmm. Now there could be another story. He could have a different side of the story.
He could, right? Yeah. I can't
tell that story for him. I just know what he told me.
Yeah.
And how he felt about it in the way I saw it, because I knew that wasn't what was happening. Yeah. I knew I wasn't over stunting. Like, I mean, one of the things she said when she was saying it, like, she's like, well, you don't even work for Chrysler. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, you work for a contract company, contracted to Chrysler. I was like,
what?
So does 50. I was like, what? I was like, 50% of people who work there are contract.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's just the way the company works.
That's the business that setup. Like, yeah.
That's just the way it's set up. I'm like, okay, I'm a contractor that works for Chrysler. And then it's just your probation period. That's what it is. It's your probation. Like, they don't want to sign up mm-hmm. to owning that because they can't fire mm-hmm. you after that. Mm-hmm. So that you have to be in a contract. So then they decide, all right, we fuck with this dude. We're going to hire him.
Yeah.
Which happened, yeah. clearly. Like, I did, you know, finish that contract yeah. and, you know, directly worked for Chrysler. But, like, the fact that she brought that up, like, as if I was bragging that I work for Chrysler and somehow I'm not. Like, bitch, I was getting paid
yeah.
more than what I was working for Chrysler. Like, bitch, like, it was just the craziest.
It's stupid. It's just stupid. I know. Like, it brings me, like, all these, you know, uncomfortable feelings and emotions that I don't want to feel and think, because all the drama that happened, it was complete nonsense. It wasn't real. The things that I was blamed for and the things that people chose not to be friends with me for were not real. They weren't existing. It was something created in their head. And I'm like, I can't believe somebody thought this way about my character. You know what I mean? I'm like, I can't believe they misjudged me that much. It made me question. I was like, I wonder, maybe I do act this way. But then I'm like, no, I don't.
But the natural thing to do, the right thing to do, is to reflect on yourself and see if that's something that you
yeah,
do.
Yeah. Yeah. But know? I don't.
Like, that's what I did.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's what I did too. I was like, yo, am I going overboard? Am I lying?
Yeah.
Because Like I said, stunner gets stunted on mm-hmm. is still part of, like, how mm-hmm. I think, right? It's still, like, I mean, it's just true. It's just reality. It's not about, you know, if you do or don't. Yeah. Like, you can still be humble, quote unquote. We talk about mm-hmm. that. I don't give a fuck about humbleness. That doesn't matter mm-hmm. to me. I don't care if you're humble or not. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, be honest. Do what you do and don't lie, mm-hmm. right? Like, if I get bottle service, mm-hmm. I can afford bottle mm-hmm. service. If I buy a Porsche, I can afford a Porsche or an Aston Martin or whatever the fuck else. I don't need to tone it down for other people to absorb and to be like, well, I can't believe he would do that and have it because he can have it. He shows it. Like, so what? So what? That's me. That's
you
mine.
You can't afford it. So right? You are doing it.
It's mine. It's mine.
So clap, like, clap and congratulate those who can do it. Like, spread the love, not the hate, because where you put out, you attract, right? So if you spread the hate and jealousy, well, motherfucker, you ain't gonna have it.
I don't know what to do. It's just like, that's the only, those are the only two friends that I lost in a like traumatic way, I would say. Yeah. But I can say, I can see in my future, based on my trajectory, that it'll happen again.
Yeah.
In other situations.
That's fine. You'll make new friends. You'll make, you'll sit at a table with new people. That's cool.
Maybe I'll make new friends. Right? That's what we
just
said.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll make new friends. I'll make new associates for
sure. I think if you made people from the same circle that you are in, you would make friends. But you're not. Yes. You know what I mean? You're not. You have to have the same mindset. Like, I'm struggling to make friends because I'm hell ambitious and disciplined. And I'm always like optimistic. I see the you know, opportunity in every situation. At work, whatever, friends, everybody's looking for trouble and have like this, oh, you can do that mindset. When I'm like, oh, this is actually great because of this and this and this. So I have to meet the same people because others don't understand me and they instantly think, she's weird. She's not from our planet. Let's eliminate her. You know what I mean? Because they don't have my drive. And I'm like, oh, fuck you then. I'm going to sit at a table with people where like they think the same and they want me there and they will always make room for me there. You know, I have a couple friends like that, that I have a couple friends that are so close. I never met them. But we have the same fucking mindset, the same drive, and we talk the same language. And I'm like, I don't know why we never met, but they're my friends. You know what I mean? We support each other. We understand and stuff like that. So you just got to level up.
That's it. Yeah. Beaver's, and I guess I call him Beaver out. He's someone like that with me. Yeah. Like my buddy Andrew, we went to college together and we knew each other in college. We played football together technically. But we weren't friends.
Yeah.
Like we weren't the same circle. We didn't think the same. There was nothing about us. I partied a lot. Like he was chill. Yeah. Like we weren't the same. And time moved on and then we met again.
Mm-hmm.
And
now you're best friends.
We aligned. Now we are aligned and we think very similarly.
Yeah.
We have different approaches to things, but like the end result is similar, right? Yeah. We're much aligned in that. And like, I can tell he's one of my like next level, like best friends, right?
Exactly.
Going into the next stage of my life.
Winner mindset.
You just have to align yourself with those people who are like, no boundaries. Fuck what other people are thinking and saying. Do you and create new things, build new things. So.
Mm-hmm. On that note, if you ever lost friends, fuck them. They weren't friends in the first place because real friends, you just don't lose them no matter what. You don't.
You don't.
And they love you the way you are with all your ins and outs and then stuff like that. I'm going to read a
quote. But we all go through this. We all go through losing friends and gaining friends. So it's normal.
Yeah.
Go, your team. Go, go.
Wait. Okay.
Stop.
All right.
Stop.
Okay, I stopped.
Right side. Right side of the
There's
page.
There's two quotes, top or bottom.
Bottom.
They hella long again. Fucking hell.
That's your fault.
Okay. No, you said stop. You're the one picking. Okay, it says, a kind word can move mountains and change lives. But for those times when they escape you, when the right thing isn't said or the time wasn't right to say it, kind thoughts can do the same. Thoughts have a way of lingering, seeking, and finding their intended beneficiary unfettered by time and space. Read it again. A kind word can move mountains and change lives. But for those times when they escape you, when the right thing isn't said or the time wasn't right to say it, kind thoughts can do the same. Thoughts have a way of lingering, seeking, and finding their intended beneficiary unfettered by time and space. It's the thought that counts, in other words.
It's the thought that counts.
So sometimes if your friends don't invite you and don't ask you out, don't check on you during COVID, maybe they think of you and those thoughts will find you. That's what this is saying.
Eventually they might, you know?
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for another week of Conversations with My Ex.
Thanks for listening to us talking about shitty ass friends.
Thanks, Jerry.
Bye. All right, Jerry.